This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 157 for Thursday, November 23rd. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is lower during lighter than usual trading on Thursday morning. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are both in the red. Meanwhile, crude oil is losing more than $1 US per barrel due to an OPEC meeting delayed until next week. Chicago soybean will not be traded today as United States markets are closed due to Thanksgiving. The Canadian dollar is down 1/10 of a US cent compared to Wednesday's close. The January canola contract is down $10 per ton at $699.70, while the March contract is down $10.30 per ton at $704 even. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported a private export sale of 128,000 tons of corn for 2023-24 delivery to unknown destinations. The trade estimates between 700,000 and 1.6 million tons of corn exports for the weekend of November 17th. AgriConsult estimated Brazil's corn crop at 128.7 million tons this year. A private feed group in Taiwan purchased 65,000 tons of U.S. corn in a tender on Wednesday, while a South Korean group also purchased 65,000 tons of either U.S. or South American origin corn. The March corn contract was down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $4.88 on Wednesday. The trade expects Friday's USDA weekly re-export sales report to show between 800,000 and 1.8 million tons of 2023-24 U.S. soybeans sold during the weekend of November 17th, as well as up to 20,000 tons of 2024-25 beans. Soy meal sales are expected to be between 100,000 and 550,000 tons, while soy oil would see between 5,000 tons of net reductions to 20,000 tons of sales. AgriConsult projects Brazil's soybean production to be a record 161.6 million tons, despite bad weather in the country. Argentina's soy dollar, its preferential exchange rate to entice soybean exports, was extended to December 10th. The January soybean contract was down 21 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.57 on Wednesday. A private export sale of 110,000 tons of soft red wheat to China was reported by the USDA. The trade estimates U.S. wheat export sales for the weekend of November 16 to be between 125,000 and 450,000 tons. Algeria purchased between 90,000 and 100,000 tons of wheat from the Black Sea region, while a South Korean importer purchased 55,000 tons of feed-grade wheat from either Ukraine or the European Union. On Wednesday, the March Chicago wheat contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.85. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $6.24. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.28. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, November 23rd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.